You crack them and then chill off in the inside. Not peanuts, and I don't like chickpeas.
And the kind of tree George Washington cut down?
Cherry tree.
And a tree that's got big white flowers and shiny green leaves?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of a cowcumber or a magnolia?
Magnolia tree, yes.
What about a flowering bush that's got pink and white flowers?
Carnation.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of spoonwood or spoonhunt or mountain laurel or rhododendron?
Rhododendron and a mountain laurel I have in study of maybe geography, mm-hmm. the different kinds of trees, but it hasn't been recent.
Do you know what they look like or if they grow?
No, I couldn't identify them.
Mm-hmm. And kind of a shrub that might grow along a fence or by a road. It's got leaves that turn bright red in the fall. It's got clusters of berries on it.
That could be a palm tree.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard of sumac or shumac?
No.
And what different kinds of berries would you get at the store or would grow around here?
You wouldn't get the common blackberry grows on a bush,
mm-hmm.
and they don't put them in the store because people seem to go out and buy their own berries from the bush. Blueberries are not marketed out here. I don't ever recall. The blackberries, they seem to go and get them themselves.
Mm-hmm. What about a red berry to make shortcake out of?
The strawberries are put on the market. Now the red berry, I'm not familiar with that.
And a berry, some of them are red, some of them are red and black. It's got sort of a rough surface.
That is a berry that, before a blackberry turns black, it's green. Mm-hmm. Then in the ripening process, it becomes red. And then it turns black or blue, whatever the color is. But you will have some berries that will be in the process of turning black. They're black and red, and people go and pick them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And the part that is black will be sweet, and the part that is red is sour.
Mm-hmm.
A little sour.
What about a berry that starts with an R? It's used in flavoring a lot.
Raspberry.
Uh-huh. Does it grow around here?
No.
And if you saw some berries and didn't know what kind they were, you'd tell someone, you better not eat those. They might be
poisonous.
And what different kinds of bushes or vines will make your skin break out?
We have the poison ivy. One I told you about the other day that grows in the watermelon patch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that nettle?
Uh-huh. Oh, it's funny how you know these things and then you ask them and they slip right out of your mind. But that bush, I know you get stung by that, you itch.
How do you recognize the poison ivy?
I don't know. I took first aid, but I never did learn the distinction of a poison ivy, a piece of poison ivy.
And say if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you'd say in 1 year Bob
grew.
Huh?
Grew.
Okay, and you'd say you certainly have
grown.
And the man whose child you are, he'd be your
father.
And his wife would be your
mother.
And together they'd be your
parents.
What if